Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show on Saturday night at Hodgetown. I'm joined by our friend and bench coach of the Sod Poodles, Mr. Jaime Del Valle. Jaime, it's great to catch up with you and not have you translating for one of our other friends. I just want to ask you generally, why do you think the team has been able to recently turn the results around and have the second longest winning streak of the season?
Eric, good afternoon. I think that one of the most important things is bond as a team, and there was a lot of moving pieces before the All-Star break. Felt like, you know, guys were going up and down, and you know, it felt like these past couple of weeks it's been kind of steady. And it's interesting how teams kind of like have to re-identify themselves, redefine themselves. And I think that's exactly what happened here. I think, you know, we have a group of guys that know how to play the game and know how to play winning baseball, especially late in the game, 7th, 8th, 9th. And, you know, our back of the bullpen have been really solid for us, you know, this past week. So I feel like, you know, that's one of the biggest reasons.
Tonight is game 100 of the season on August 1st, which is two huge milestones to get to in a season. The pitching staff just had the best ERA in the Texas League in the month of July. Obviously, you work a lot with the catchers, and you're heavily involved in creating game plans and all that. So what do you think generally the pitching staff was able to do this last month to be the best in the Texas League?
I feel like, you know, staying within our strengths has been our key. You know, I feel like we're moving fast on the mound. We are doing, you know, we're getting ahead, strike one, we're getting ahead on the counts, and you know, with 2 Ks, we're owning the middle of the at bat, and you know, we've been able to put hitters away, you know, in a at a higher clip than, you know, early in the season. Feel like, you know, our playing here in Amarillo, it could be a little tricky for pitching, and just knowing that our guys are out there competing, and you know, being their best stuff every day, it's pretty satisfying. I think our pitching staff, our battery, pitcher-catcher combination, they've been pretty good getting on the same page early in the game or before the game during our pregame meetings. And, you know, it's just going out there executing. There's a lot of confidence in these young men. So there's a lot of excitement. And, you know, I feel like everybody's pushing it right now, pushing the envelope. And, you know, we're not greedy, but we know what's in front of us. So, yeah, we're going out there every single night and performing our task, our pitching plan, and, you know, at the end of the night, just getting hitters off balance, putting hitters away when we have to.
Colina decides each day who coaches third, who coaches first, and during this winning streak, you've been at third, and the superstition is you're going to stay there until the next loss. I just want to ask you about your development as a third base coach, because it's kind of like playing a position out there, and you've coached a lot at first this year, primarily, I would say, at first base. So what is your process of trying to improve yourself as a third base coach throughout the season been like?
I feel like no base coach wants to be famous.
Yeah.
I feel like when you're doing things right, nobody notices, and that's kind of like the gray area where I want to be. I want to, you know, keep, you know, doing my homework, keep preparing myself, so I can be a tool and a resource for our players on both bases. At first, it's, you know, there's a lot of tendencies and stuff like that, and pitchers are, you know, creatures of you know, they repeat themselves a lot, and it's very interesting stuff that they do. So being able to, you know, confirm to our base runners what we have and you know, what to look for, it's been pretty fun. I feel like third base is a lot more action. It's a lot more actions. I have done more first, you're right, a lot more first than third over the course of my career. But it helped that, you know, in the lower levels I managed, so I had to coach third, I had to be out there. But things speed up a little bit more here. They speed up a lot more in winter ball. I've done both. I feel like doing it in Lidom, in the Dominican winter ball, you know, 2 years ago helped me, you know, kind of like manage my timing at third base and, you know, when it's a good time, what's not a good time, what our manager is thinking. I think Coley's been really good at, giving us the opportunity to develop and keep growing on the bases. So, you know, big shout out to Coley for, you know, helping me, helping my career and getting those reps on the bases.
Last one for you. The first game of this series, I think, was a good reminder that baseball is just one big family. You mentioned you managed in winter ball in your native Colombia. One of your players on your team, Francisco Acuña, on the other side, unfortunately went down on a play that we won the game on. Obviously, we're glad to win the game, but you never want to see anybody hurt, especially somebody you know like that. But I thought that it was a really good show of, like, the baseball family not really celebrating the walk-off because they knew that one of the fellow players was hurt.
I think that has to do with, you know, a lot of these guys know each other.
Yeah.
And they've played against each other for a long time. Also, our fan base here, they're pretty incredible, pretty smart. They're pretty respectable. They understand what's going on in the field. Same thing with our players. And, yeah, it was a good moment for our team, that specific, you know, play. But, you know, unfortunately, Francisco got hurt. He's from my hometown in Colombia. We've known each other for a very long time. He plays for me down there whenever he's not playing in winter ball in the Caribbean. And, you know, yeah, it sucked to see him go down like that. You know, hopefully he starts his rehab process soon. And I can't wait to see him out there on the field. But, yeah, walk off. Everybody understood what was going on. And it was a very awkward moment, if you want to call it.
Sure, yeah.
But, you know, at the end of the night, good W for the team. And, you know, wishing Francisco a speedy recovery.
No doubt. Jaime, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you, Eric. Appreciate it.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.